I've been watching a series of programs on people being tested to their limits. Apparently what they're going through is on a parallel with the training and the selection process for SAS soldiers. And the one I've just seen, they pushed them physically, spiritually, emotionally, absolutely to the end of their tether. They'd been going for 26 hours with only 3 hours sleep. They had had no food for 26 hours. And the purpose of the testing and the pushing was to see their tenacity in the face of impossible odds and in the face of not seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. It made me realise that as we are going through life and come into difficulties, all we are looking for is to see the light at the end of the tunnel. It never occurs to us that life might stay just like this forever. So what is our attitude going to be towards it if it never changes? And it was at this point that a couple of them broke. But I think there were maybe 10 of them right at the end when they thought they were nearly there. The leading man said, we're going to do a 15-kilometre walk now. And they heaved onto their backs the huge loads that they'd been carrying. And off they went. No food, totally exhausted. But it transpired afterwards that every one of them was up for that 15-kilometre walk, whether they died doing it or not. I want to suggest to you that that is consecration. Lord, I consecrate myself to you, no matter what. And I'm going to keep on to the end, even if I die trying. The fact of it was that the man didn't take them on a 15-kilometre march. He took them on a 1-kilometre march. They were all surprised when he said, "That's it, you've passed the test." I wonder how many of us actually would like to be in the spiritual SAS, but would fall at the first hurdle. There has to come a mindset on God to such an extent that our will is so behind it, I don't care what it costs. I am going to follow you. For good, for bad, or for ugly. That's it. I've settled it. It's just something for you to think about this day, particularly if you aspire to be a warrior. Sit down, count the cost, see what it's going to mean. What man building a tower doesn't sit down and count the cost first? You don't want to fall at the first hurdle, beloved. If you really want to follow him, if you really want to go where he goes, sit down, count the cost, and then just between you and him, tell him, "I am not going to be satisfied with anything less than the fullness that you want me to have and the position that you have allocated to me from the foundation of the earth." Over to you. God bless you.